USA Today editor Karen Jorgensen resigned yesterday under pressure. Her retirement comes a month after a panel of the paper's reporters found former USA Today reporter Jack Kelly fabricated numerous stories. The panel also said Kelly copied material from other publications. Marvin Kalb is senior fellow at Harvard's Joan Shorenstein Center on the Press, Politics, and Public Policy. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Is Jorgensen's resignation justified, or is she just being made a scapegoat?
There's a little bit of a scapegoat in this, but it does follow a very distinct pattern that probably started with the New York Times last year. We'll remember that the Times had an example of a young reporter who simply made up stories. It's extremely embarrassing to the good gray lady. And as a result of which, the New York Times editors, Howell Raines and Gerald Boyd, both had to resign, but both very much under pressure. That was a year ago. This year, it's USA Today's turn, and its reporter, Jack Kelly, over a 10-year period, made up stories and fabricated and plagiarized. And for the last several months, he's been under investigation. 4 months ago, he was obliged to quit. And the New York Times pattern must have impressed the leadership of USA Today, and Karen Jorgensen had to leave. But in a sense, it's not fair, because the work that Jack Kelly was doing so badly, so embarrassingly, took place over a 10-year period with three other editors of USA Today involved. But yet she was on duty, so she had to take the fall.
Well, how could she have detected Kelly's problems earlier?
Well, one could argue that she should have been able to, but it's incredibly difficult if you're an editor sitting in Washington, and in Jack Kelly's case, he was making up a lot of these stories from abroad. And if he says something happened as an editor, how can you possibly know immediately? But there was a pattern, and it did develop over a 10-year period, and so impressed were the USA Today editors with Jack's work that five times they put him forward for a Pulitzer Prize. He didn't win it. But there has been, starting with Al Newhart, the founder of USA Today, a commitment in recent months anyway to try to improve the sourcing of stories so that this kind of thing won't happen again. It's not just the reporter, but it is the editor who was said to be as responsible for the final product.
Did the Blair incident really hurt the Times? Will the Kelly incident really hurt USA Today?
I think that the Blair incident did hurt the Times, I think badly. And I think that USA Today is going to be hurt. There is obviously an opportunity for both papers to be much better. And there is a huge plus here. At least journalism is taking the responsibility for something bad that it did in both of these newspapers. In government, for example, lots has been, quote, bad in the last several months, but there is no responsibility being taken by anyone.
Marvin, thank you. Marvin Kalb is a senior fellow at Harvard's Joan Shorenstein Center on the Press, Politics, and Public Policy.